Bien, tengo el privilegio de presentar al expositor de esta tarde.
I have the privilege of presenting the speaker this afternoon.
El hermano Kerry Williams.
Brother Kerry Williams.
Él tiene una formación
He has a
bastante amplia.
Very wide array in his formation.
Pero lo que aflora de
But
él es
really,
ser un
stands out
siervo de Dios.
Is that he's a servant of God.
Dentro del programa que tenemos nosotros
In the program that we have,
está una breve biografía de nuestro
there's
hermano.
A brief biography
Sirve
of our
como
brother.
Predicador de la Iglesia de Cristo
He serves as
en Waterford,
the preacher of the Church of Christ
Michigan.
In Waterford, Michigan.
Sirve como director del campamento familiar de
He serves as
Tahoe.
The director of the family encampment in
ha
Tahoe.
Ha predicado por 26 años.
He's been preaching for 26 years.
Sirve como decano del programa posgrado del Instituto Bíblico
Deacon
de Sunset.
Of Sunset? What's your position in
Dean.
English? Dean, thank you. I knew that was the wrong word. He serves as dean of the master's program in Sunset.
Y ha enseñado en diferentes universidades.
And he's been
he's públicas
had
y
an opportunity
privadas.
To teach in various at various universities, public and private.
Tiene una maestría.
He has a master's
de Lubbock.
From Lubbock.
Y de la Universidad de Arkansas.
And also from the Lubbock University and also from Arkansas University.
Y posgrado de Universidad
and
de
he has
California.
Postgraduate studies from the University of California.
Actualmente él está
currently,
preparando o está completando su disertación para ser para terminar su doctorado en filosofía
doctorate in philosophy
con la Universidad de Arkansas.
With the University of Arkansas.
Su esposa Lenora tiene 25 años de casados.
He
tienen tres hijos.
Lenora been married 25 years. They have three children.
Años.
23 year old.
No sé. Reagan.
Reagan.
Reagan. 21 años.
A 21 year old.
Y Seth de 18.
Seth is 18.
Es autor de cuatro libros.
He has authored four books.
Pareciera que no tuviera
it doesn't seem
hijos de
23
as though
años. He should have 23-year-old
joven todavía.
Children. He looks too young.
Muchas gracias por haber muchas gracias por haber aceptado nuestra invitación.
Thank you very much for having accepted
tenerlo.
Our invitation. Okay. It's our honor to have you here.
Thank you. Well, maybe it doesn't seem like I should have 23-year-old children, but it feels like I should have 43-year-old children.
Tal vez. Para mí no me parece que debería tener hijos de 23 años, sino de 43 años.
It is always a joy
Siempre
to be
es
here.
Es un gozo estar aquí.
I love you.
Los amo.
And I am always so honored to be here.
Siempre
and it's kind of an honor
aquí.
Because we have a few more people this afternoon.
Honroso porque veo que
we
hay
have about,
gente.
Oh, I would guess,
ah,
maybe 12 more fellas.
12, otros 12
and
varones.
A dog. That
y
we didn't have this morning.
Que no estaba esta mañana.
So I think that's a good thing.
Yo pienso que es algo bueno.
I love our topic of
Me
this entire lectureship this year as we're talking
este
about.
Año.
I think one of the most hope-infused
siento
verses
que es
in all of the Bible. And
un
that means in all of the world.
De más esperanza
in every piece of literature that's
Biblia,
ever been penned by
eso
the hand of man.
Que es en todo el mundo, porque no hay ninguna escritura por hombre mayor que lo que anima en las palabras de andar en luz, como Él anda en luz, tenemos comunión el uno con el otro y la sangre de Jesús nos limpia de todo pecado. Todo pecado.
You know, as we
y saben,
consider that text,
al considerar este texto,
I feel a little bit
me siento un poco
a lot of this
impedido,
message
porque mucho del mensaje
a lot of my passion
y mucha
about this
de mi pasión
topic,
de este versículo y este tema y todo alrededor
it,
de esto
and that it clarifies,
y lo que
a
aclara
from my own cultural
mucho
experience
viene de mi experiencia personal cultural en los Estados
so
Unidos.
I'm hoping that some
yo espero
of the things
que algunas de las cosas que yo les diga
as well.
Conecten con su cultura también.
Because as this verse, as it addresses the idea of salvation,
porque al tratar
and
el asunto de salvación.
With hope for all of us to be able to turn to that, and you should never leave that verse
nos debería infundir esperanza y nunca deberían leer ese texto desanimados. Nunca deberían leer el texto con menos esperanza que cuando lo leyeron que antes de leerlo.
Imperative and important to me.
Pero parte de la razón que es tan importante para mí es que yo no entendía por mucho tiempo. La mayor parte de mi vida no entendía bien ese texto.
Because it addresses salvation.
Porque
and we're not talking
habla
about
de la salvación. No estamos hablando de la conversión.
We all know
todos
that
sabemos que nos hacemos cristianos. Nos hacemos parte de Cristo, nos conectamos a Cristo, recibimos perdón de pecados, parte de la iglesia, todo eso es parte de la conversión. Cuando la fe se culmina, al nacer de nuevo, morir a nosotros mismos y caminar a una vida nueva. Así como Pedro dijo en Pentecostés.
You know, repent and be baptized.
Él dijo, arrepentíos y bautícese cada uno de vosotros. Eso ya lo conocemos. Hay algunos que lo hacen difícil de entender, pero ese punto verdaderamente es fácil.
But the part I misunderstood,
lo que yo mal entendí, dice el hermano,
was what it means
fue lo que significa ser salvo
for the rest of my life.
El resto de mi vida.
From the moment I came up out
desde
of the
el
water,
momento que salí del agua.
Till this
¿qué
moment
significa
at 47 years old,
ya a tener 47 años
now,
o a los 87 años?
What
¿qué significa esto?
To be saved
el estar salvo, ser salvo
60 year span of living.
En una vida de 60 años.
Because the truth is,
porque la verdad es
even though the Bible
que aunque
says
la Biblia
saved,
dice que soy salvo,
I don't
yo
always
no
feel
siempre
saved.
Me siento salvo.
Maybe you do.
Usted, tal vez sí.
But I don't always feel
pero yo
that
no siempre me
because
siento
see,
salvo
I know
porque yo conozco al que veo en el espejo
better than anybody else.
Más que a cualquier otro.
Byron's been my friend for years.
Byron ha sido mi amigo por muchos años.
He's been my friend for years.
No,
I stayed in my home a bunch of times.
Se ha quedado muchas veces en mi hogar, me conoce bien.
But you don't know
pero
me like
no
I
me
know
conoces
me.
Como yo me conozco.
I know you think you do, but you
piensas
don't know me
sí,
like I know.
Pero verdaderamente no me conoces como yo me conozco.
No, I know.
Yo sé.
The things that go through my mind.
Lo que pasa por mi mente. You say?
I know the things
yo sé
that I won't ever let anybody else
no les,
see.
Lo que
right?
No voy a dejar que ustedes
the,
sepan mis pensamientos,
the, you know, the
esas
missteps,
esas,
and the mistakes,
esos fallos,
and,
esos fracasos.
And so the thing is that
yes.
When I became a Christian,
cuando yo me hice cristiano,
all my sins were washed away.
Sí, todos mis pecados fueron borrados.
But what about all
pero
that
qué
time
de todo el tiempo desde ese entonces?
What about all the times
¿qué
I
de todos los momentos que yo tuve un pensamiento que no debí tener? Cuando traté mal a la gente, cuando hice algo que no era correcto.
Day by day, week,
ese día tras día, semana tras semana,
what I struggle with is his
yo lucho con esa salvación.
And so you see, I was presented with several options.
Se me dieron varias opciones.
A lot of the of our friends in the religious world,
muchos de nuestros amigos
the denominations, they,
en las denominaciones,
they have an idea that
ellos tienen la idea
once you're saved,
que
you're
una vez salvo,
saved.
Siempre salvo.
I mean, you've heard that before.
¿Han oído eso?
Once
una vez
saved,
salvo,
say, perseverance of the saints,
perseverancia de los santos, así es como le dicen.
But it all boils down to this idea.
Pero
well,
es esta
just,
idea.
You know, you become a Christian,
uno se vuelve
and
cristiano y
you skip through life
ya,
because it's footloose and fancy.
Resto de la vida, no hay ningún problema.
Might not be able to translate that, but it's you know, you just go through life.
Uno
you,
pasa por la vida.
And you don't have to worry about
y no
anything.
Tiene de qué preocuparse.
Because once you're saved, since God called you,
al ser
it's
salvo,
the heart
Dios
of
lo
Calvinistic.
Llama. Esto es la el corazón
evil
de
doctrine.
De la esa malvada doctrina
chosen,
del calvinismo.
No
si uno es elegido,
so
va a ir al cielo, no importa lo que haga, cómo se porte, siempre va a ir al cielo.
Well, that idea was not
esa
an
idea,
option for me.
Esa idea
because
no,
I knew too much Bible.
No era una opción para mí porque yo conocía mucha Biblia para poder creer eso.
How many times do you see things like Hebrews chapter 6?
¿Cuántas veces no leemos cosas como lo que está en Hebreos 6?
The man who's tasted the heavenly
donde habla de aquel
the
que ha probado
and then it says he cannot
el
be renewed to
don celestial y después
Because he crucifies again
y
to himself the Son of God
sí
and puts him to an open shame.
Y lo pone en una vergüenza so, abierta.
How could he
Entonces, ¿cómo
be
podemos
saved when he's crucifying
again
este to
himself the Son of God?
He's clearly lost. And he was saved because he tasted the heavenly gift.
Él gustó
he was a partaker of the Holy Spirit.
Celestial. Era partícipe del Espíritu Santo.
Unless we don't realize it, let me clarify.
Quiero que
if you have the Holy Spirit in you,
si uno tiene el Espíritu
you're
Santo,
saved.
Quiere decir que uno es salvo. I
mean, that's what happens when we're baptized.
Eso pasa cuando uno es
our
bautizado.
Body becomes that temple
el
of the Holy Spirit.
Cuerpo se vuelve
he indwells us, infuses
el santuario
us. He's the seal
Santo.
Of our salvation.
Él es el sello de nuestra salvación.
So that fell in Hebrews 6.
Entonces, en Hebreo 6
that totally... Totally dismisses
lo hace imposible.
The false doctrine of once saved, always saved.
La doctrina falsa de una vez salvo siempre
salvo. So you see that I knew that wasn't an
Entonces,
option.
Yo sabía que esa
but
no
then,
era una opción. Pero
sometimes
después,
even some of our brethren presented
veces,
it kind of like the
other
extreme.
Algunos de nuestros hermanos a veces parecían presentar el otro extremo.
Have you ever noticed that human
Por ejemplo,
beings have a tendency toward extremism?
¿No han notado que los seres humanos tienen una tendencia a extremos?
In our country, all you have to do is pay attention to politics just a little bit.
En nuestro país solo
pongan
la atención un poco a la política, va a ver.
I mean, they're either here
están aquí,
or
o hasta allá.
Right?
¿Sí?
One
extremos.
Edge or the other. The idea of moderation or being
moderación,
balanced in the middle,
equilibrio,
that just doesn't
como
exist.
Que no existe.
Well, the thing is that
Pero,
doctrinally that can
doctrinalmente
be true if we're
eso
not
pasa
careful.
También y si no tenemos cuidado nos puede pasar a nosotros.
We can react
Podemos
to a
reaccionar
false
a una falsa enseñanza.
Like once saved, always
como
saved.
El una vez salvo
and
siempre
salvo.
Y la reacción
past where we
es
should be
pasar
and swing kind of to the
la doctrina
other
bíblica
extreme.
A otro extremo.
When I was growing up, I remember
yo crecía,
thinking as a teenage boy, and as a teenage boy, you're kind of coming into your own as far as adulthood
uno está
and minds and all. Everybody in here was once. So
todos
you know
fueron
I mean?
Jóvenes, ¿saben lo que eso
you know,
significa?
Your mind's going this
la
place
mente
and that
va por
place,
un lado y por otro lado,
and control it.
Y uno,
and
cuesta
when it came to
la mente,
feeling guilt or feeling bad about thoughts or,
culpa,
or actions,
y
or
no tenía que haber
I mean,
pensado
I felt
esto, no tenía que haber hecho el otro.
I had been presented with
a mí,
kind of the other extreme view of salvation.
Extremista de la salvación, esta
I
idea.
Felt that
yo sentía esto.
Their salvation was like unto
la salvación
a line.
Era como una línea.
And if you imagine that the right side of the line
Imagínese
is saved
la línea
and the left side of the line is lost,
a la derecha de la línea ser salvo,
I imagine that I was on the right side of the line until I sinned.
Estar perdido.
And then it's.
Yo me imaginaba esto. Yo estaba a mano derecha. Hasta que pecaba, después me pasaba a la izquierda.
And then I pray, Lord,
después oraba,
of that
perdóname,
sin, just like
Señor.
We're instructed to do in the Sermon on the Mount,
en el Sermón del Monte,
in Matthew chapter 6, and then
6,
that would teleport me back to the other side,
teleportaba al otro lado otra
saved.
Vez a mano derecha, al
and
estado de salvación.
Thought,
y después pensaba
I
una cosa, decía una cosa, le faltaba respeto a mis papás, y otra vez
lost
al lado
again.
Izquierdo, perdido otra vez.
Lord, forgive me for that.
Perdóname,
saved
Señor.
Again.
Otra vez salvo.
Lost again.
Perdido.
Saved again.
Salvado.
And as a teenage
y así
boy,
como
this
joven,
is what
adolescente,
I felt in my
yo
heart.
Sentía esta lucha constantemente, de un lado para otro. Un lado para
you
otro.
Understand?
¿Entienden?
Back and forth, back
sí, de un lado
back
para otro.
And the thing is, I would read
y
passages of Scripture that said things
de
like,
la Biblia que decían,
I know whom I have believed,
yo sé
and am persuaded that he is able to keep
estoy
that
persuadido
which I committed
que él
against
puede
that day.
Guardarlo hasta aquel día.
I didn't feel
¿verdad?
That way.
Pero yo no sentía
Because I felt like
eso.
Whether I was saved or lost depended on the
Porque
exact moment.
Sentía que mi salvación a veces dependía
and
de mis sentimientos.
When I laid my head on the pillow
y cuando
at
me
night,
acostaba de noche,
I would always say, Lord, forgive
decía,
me of anything I forgot to ask
perdóname
forgiveness for.
De cualquier cosa que se me haya escapado.
Just in case I died.
Por si acaso me moría en pecado.
And then I came upon 1 John
5:13. Primera de Juan 5:13.
And it confused me to no end.
Y me confundió más todavía.
I write these things to you who
yo
believe
os he
in the name
escrito
of the
estas
God,
cosas a
you
aquellos que creéis en el Hijo de Dios para que sepáis
that you have eternal life.
Que tenéis vida eterna.
I never knew.
Pero yo nunca lo sabía.
And then it started to dawn on me.
Empecé a entender.
I wasn't believing once saved, always saved, because I
no estaba creyendo la doctrina falsa de una vez salvo siempre salvo.
I had come to
pero había creído una vez salvo apenas salvo de la otra al otro extremo.
Or maybe once saved,
o
maybe
una
saved.
Vez salvo tal vez salvo.
And I'll tell you when I really started to understand.
Empecé a comprender.
1 John 1 verse 7.
Primera de Juan 1:7.
Open my eyes and my
heart. Abrió mis ojos y mi corazón.
Because it addressed
porque
the very
habla
thing that I struggled
de
with,
aquello
was,
que me causaba lucha. ¿Dónde está la línea? ¿Cómo puedo saber?
And so,
entonces,
as we look at this concept of once saved, always saved, versus once saved, barely saved, versus what this verse actually teaches us,
este pasaje verdaderamente enseña
it lays out for us in clear language.
En idioma
but
pleno,
if we walk in the light,
si andamos en luz,
we have fellowship with one another.
Tenemos comunión
and the
el
blood
uno
of
con
Jesus,
el otro,
Christ, His Son,
y la sangre de Jesucristo, su Hijo, nos limpia
sin.
De todo pecado.
Now, before we comment on it
ahora,
all, let's kind of break it
eso.
Down. You know, this idea of
hablemos parte por parte.
Cleansing us of all sin.
La idea de limpiarnos de todo pecado.
When you think of the word cleanse,
ahora, cuando uno
there's
piensa
a lot of
la
words
palabra
in
limpiar.
Some connection to that,
hay varias
right?
palabras
that
en las escrituras que están conectadas.
But cleanse, you would think of
limpiar
being washed, or you would think of being bathed, or you
bañado.
Would think of anything else that had to do with showers
algo
of water.
De
you might even
ducharse,
be reminded of Jesus talking
bañarse.
About living water with the woman at
tal
the
vez
well.
Hasta le viene
but
la mente
it should remind
la palabra
us
de Jesús
of
dice
that
la,
idea of
viva.
Cleansing that has been a thread all throughout Scripture.
Pero la idea de ser limpios viene a través de toda la Biblia.
And a great example would be Zechariah.
Zacarías es un ejemplo.
As the prophet in chapter 13
capítulo
and verse
13,
1.
Versículo 1.
In prediction, this is all predictive language, prophesying Christ and his coming, the Son of Man. It says in verse 1, in that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And what's the reason for the fountain to be opened? For sin and for uncleanliness.
La purificación del pecado y de la inmundicia.
So he says Christ is going to usher in the
Cristo,
Messiah, the chosen
el Mesías,
one, is going to bring
el escogido,
with him a fountain
iba a traer consigo una,
of
manantial
sin,
de limpieza
and he says, all sin
y todo pecado
and uncleanliness.
Y toda
so this verse is not an unfamiliar or foreign or
inmundicia.
Unique concept in Scripture.
Entonces, no
it's been predicted
una
in regard
idea
to
nueva.
Christ. All the way from the beginning.
Se predijo desde antes acerca de Cristo.
And so what does it tell us?
¿Qué nos dice
actually,
esto?
As we break down the verse, well,
bueno,
we know
al pasaje.
The fact that the blood of Jesus
sabemos que la
applies
de
to the initial
Jesús
salvation,
se aplica a
obedience
la
to the
inicial,
gospel,
cuando uno obedece
and the cleansing of our sins. You remember when
somos lavados
Ananias
de
in Acts chapter 22,
ejemplo, ¿recuerdan en Hechos 22,
when Ananias came to Paul on
Hechos 22,
Saul of Tarsus
Pablo
on the street
antes
called straight,
Saul,
and he tells him,
Saul,
he says, arise
vino,
and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. I mean, that's not the difficult part to wrap our minds around. That when we became a Christian, everything we had ever done, I mean, no matter how egregious, no matter how wicked, no matter how evil, everything at that point was covered by the blood of Jesus as he hung on that cross. So we get that part of it.
Eso lo podemos entender.
But this verse is not addressing people
no
who need to be cleansed or born again. It's addressing
pasados.
Christians who have been cleansed.
A cristianos ya
and he says to them,
alabados,
he says,
dice,
no, now the Lord's
ahora,
cleansing blood continues to function on your behalf.
Sigue limpiándonos.
In fact,
de hecho,
he tells us that if we walk in
nos
the light,
dice que si andamos
it
en
is
Dios,
a perpetual
es
cleansing
una limpieza
that takes
perpetua,
place in our life.
Continua, que
well,
ocurre en la vida.
I think that the difficulty of understanding
lo
here
difícil aquí
is like I mentioned before.
Es lo que comenté anteriormente.
It's not that hard to preach this.
No es tan difícil predicarlo.
It's hard to believe.
Es difícil creerlo.
Inside ourselves.
En el lo más profundo del ser.
Because we just don't always feel saved.
Porque no siempre nos sentimos salvados.
You can hide from everybody else.
Y usted puede esconder ese sentimiento de todos los demás, pero uno mismo de uno mismo no lo puede esconder.
That Christians stay in the same state of struggle their whole life.
No estoy,
I don't sin like I did when I was first baptized.
No estoy sugiriendo, por
in
ejemplo,
fact,
que
every
los cristianos
year, I'm improving.
Van a permanecer con la misma lucha a través de toda su vida cristiana. Yo he mejorado.
Well, how many of you have been a Christian more than 10 years?
¿Cuántos han sido cristianos más de 10 años? ¿Cuántos han sido cristianos más de 10 años?
I'll just ask you guys this.
Sí, entonces a ustedes les quiero preguntar de lo que estoy hablando.
If you've continued to progress in your faith, I have no doubt you have more mastery over righteousness than ever before. I have more
dominio.
I can say right now I have more mastery
yo decir, yo
over my actions, my thoughts, my words than ever before. But yet, when I do fall,
pero cuando caigo,
it feels worse.
Se siente peor.
Am I the only one that feels
el único
way?
Que ha pasado eso?
Because with greater
con mayor
righteousness,
justicia,
holiness, conformity to His Word, comes greater awareness
una vida
of sin,
que se conforma
unrighteousness,
la palabra,
and weakness.
Un reconocimiento so, mayor del pecado y de la habilidad que viene también cuando uno hace eso.
So what a strange dynamic,
entonces, es
right?
Una dinámica rara.
That, here, que, when you struggle with sin the most, you probably
peca más porque
you know, are less aware of it. Or it's less impactful.
Tal vez le afecta menos.
And the more righteous you become, the
más
more
justo se vuelve uno,
struggle it feels within you.
Le duele.
The more shame, the more
más
it's not
siente,
really fear, it's more disappointment
siente,
in yourself.
Desánimo, tal vez, o uno mismo se siente decepcionado de sí mismo.
Well, I think that's probably
ahora,
why the Apostle Paul included.
Yo pienso que de por esta razón el apóstol Pablo
in the book of Romans chapter 7
en Romanos capítulo 7 este pasaje.
Because in Romans chapter 7
porque en Romanos capítulo 7
Paul is
Pablo,
you know been talking about how we're saved by justification by faith and not by works of the law.
Estamos salvos por justificación de la fe y
and
no
now
por
he'll just
de la
pour
ley.
Out his heart in honesty.
Ahora él va a expresarse de todo corazón.
And it still shocks me
y
when I read
me asombra.
The just the way he lays his
la
soul bare.
Del,
because most leaders just
Pablo.
Won't do this.
Porque right? La mayoría de nosotros no vamos a hablar así.
And you listen to these words in about
palabras,
verse 14.
Versículo 14.
For he says, for we
dice,
know
porque sabemos
that the law is spiritual,
que la ley es espiritual,
but I am carnal.
Mas yo soy carnal.
I'm sold under sin.
Vendido al pecado.
For what I am doing,
porque lo que hago
I do
no
not
lo
understand.
Entiendo.
For what I will to do,
pues no hago lo que
that I do not practice,
quiero,
but what I hate,
sino lo que aborrezco,
that I do,
eso hago.
Now, do you think
ahora,
that the Apostle Paul, as he writes the book of Romans,
¿ustedes creen que al,
is it the same place he was the moment he came up out of the water?
Que al dictar
no.
El libro de
he
Romanos,
has been off to Arabia,
que el apóstol Pablo está
he's
en
come
el
back,
mismo
he
nivel
his missionary journeys.
Que
now
cuando empezó hace
to become
muchos
the great apostle
años
to the Gentiles,
antes de ir a Arabia, antes de ir a los gentiles,
this level of maturity and faith pours out his
sin embargo,
says,
este gran apóstol revela su corazón y se pregunta, ¿por qué todavía caigo?
It hurts him more.
Se cae menos, peca menos, pero le duele más.
Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes,
a veces,
do the things that I hate.
Yo hago lo que odio. No,
because
siempre.
He's struggling
veces,
with that reality
él es franco,
of looking in the mirror
porque él tiene que verse en el espejo,
and saying, I know me.
Y él tiene que decir, yo me conozco,
and I don't deserve
y yo no merezco
to be saved.
La salvación.
You see, to understand this,
el entender este punto,
each time we got, we need them.
We have 15 minutes.
To understand this,
para
I think we have to start
esto,
with
yo pienso que tenemos que
you know,
empezar,
why is this even a remote possibility.
Con la pregunta, ¿por qué?
Because the truth is, es una posibilidad. I don't deserve, and you know esto. Whether you admit it or not.
Ahora, you know, yo sé que yo no merezco. Y usted reconoce, si lo reconoce o no lo reconoce,
the me of day after day after day.
Yo sé que día tras día lo que hacemos, sabemos que no merecemos una fuente constante que nos limpia. O sí,
I don't
yo no merezco
that.
Esto.
So, I think
entonces,
it's important to start with the question,
con la pregunta,
why?
¿Por qué?
You know, we all know that our God is
immensely
merciful. Even with people who disappoint him and break his heart over and over. The entire Old Testament record is kind of like a summary of that, right?
I mean,
just look at the book of Judges. They turn away to other gods, and then they ask for a deliverer, and then God gives them a deliverer, and then they forget and turn away again, and it's back and forth and back and forth, and they break his heart again and again. Have you ever asked or just wondered why? You know, I believe God created this world in 6 days.
Que Dios hizo este
the whole universe.
Mundo, el universo en
and
días.
I think he could do it again.
Yo creo que lo puede hacer otra vez,
I mean, if he made us once, he could do it again.
Si nos hizo
and probably improve
una vez,
upon the original
que él
model,
puede hacerlo
don't you think?
De nuevo? ¿Y lo puede hacer mejor?
So why doesn't he?
Pero entonces, ¿por qué no lo hace?
Why?
¿Por qué no?
Why does he put up with the Israelites?
Tolera, o
break his heart. I mean, over and over and over. And more personally, let's get real. When you look in the mirror, why does he put up with you? Why does he put up with me? Look in Deuteronomy chapter 8. And I've come to believe that this verse.
Yo he llegado a pensar que este versículo
is the why verse,
es el por qué,
not of the Bible,
no de la Biblia,
but of the universe,
pero del universo,
of existence.
De la existencia.
It says every commandment which I command you today.
What verse? Deuteronomy
8, 1 and 2.
Deuteronomio capítulo 8, versículos 1 y 2.
Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe.
Cuidaréis de poner por obra todo mandamiento que yo os ordeno hoy.
That I may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers.
Para que viváis y seáis multiplicados y entréis y poseéis la tierra que Jehová prometió con juramento a vuestros padres.
He says, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way
de todo el camino por donde te ha traído Jehová tu Dios. Estos 40 años en el desierto.
Now, before we move on, I just want to remind you of a few biblical figures. Okay?
Quiero recordarte.
They're on the journey through the wilderness to get where?
Recordemos.
The
ellos
land of milk
están
and honey.
En el desierto,
the promised land.
Van
the land of their fathers, Abraham,
a
Isaac,
la tierra
and
de promesa, la tierra and, de miel y de leche y todo lo bueno.
At least, in English,
en
we
inglés,
sing a lot of songs
nosotros
about
tenemos
promised
muchos
land.
Himnos de la tierra
in
prometida.
Fact, a popular one is to Canaan's land. I'm on
un
my
canto
way.
Popular es Voy a la tierra de Canaán.
Do you all have songs like that?
Yes.
Yeah. So we talk about promise.
Entonces,
but we're
hablamos,
not meaning we're going to go to Israel,
no estamos
right?
Hablando del Israel.
We're not singing about Lord help us buy plane tickets so we can
ayúdanos,
go to Palestine
señor,
and visit
boletos,
Tel Aviv. I mean, that's not
para
our desire.
Poder visitar Tel Aviv en Israel.
So what do we mean by
no
promised land or
Canaan's
land?
What
do we mean by that?
La prometida,
well, that's a figure. It's a shadow
es una
of
figura, una
heaven.
Sombra del cielo.
So let me ask you.
Ahora, les quiero preguntar,
if the promised land
si
of the Old Testament was but a figure, a shadow
figura,
of the real
una
sombra
de la verdadera tierra
prometida, then what was the
entonces,
difficulty, the hardship, the pain and the suffering called the wilderness a shadow that they had to go through to get to the promised land.
¿De qué eran una sombra?
Guess what? You're in it.
Estamos.
It's life.
Es la vida.
When the Old Testament
cuando el Antiguo Testamento habla
principles of the wilderness
de principios del desierto está hablando de principios.
So when he tells them
This is why you, I had you to wander the wilderness. He is saying to us, as we apply the shadow to reality, this is why you are alive. So what does he tell
them?
Your God led you this way these 40 years in the wilderness.
De 40 años en el desierto.
To humble you.
Para afligir.
And to test you.
Para probar.
To know what was
para
in your heart.
Saber lo que
whether
había
you would keep
en tu corazón,
his commandments
si habíais
or not.
De guardar o no sus mandamientos.
Now one thing I always missed about
una cosa
that, I knew that keeping commandments, doing what God tells me to do was important.
Yo
but I missed the reason why it's important.
Yo entendía que era importante guardar mandamientos, pero no entendí por qué.
The verse doesn't say that we're here to keep his commandments.
Para guardar los mandamientos.
It says we're here
estamos
so that he could know what is in our
sepa
hearts.
Lo que está en nuestros corazones.
And that the only way he can know that
única forma de poder revelar esto
is if we
es
keep his commandments.
Sí,
which fits pretty good
esto
with what Jesus said
con
when he said,
Jesús
if
dijo,
you
si
love
me, amáis,
me, you'll keep my commandments.
Guardad.
And the point I want to make to you in regard to our text in 1 John is that God's ultimate desire in creating everything, the reason all of us from the States, the reason we're breathing right now on this globe, the reason we're right here in Linda Vista,
and
you're living your life here, and the reason your grandparents lived in your great-grandparents, and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren will live, and the reason why the earth rotates around the sun and we see the stars in the sky is one reason. Because God loved you and wants you to love him back and wants you to choose him. That is his ultimate desire. And the obedience is the reflection. It's the demonstration. It's the way that we love him. But his desire is that you love him. And so when we look at 1 John chapter 1 and we ask, how could he save
me? Puede salvar a mí?
Over and
una
over and over
y
again.
Otra vez.
When I know
cuando yo sé muy bien
that I have weakness,
que tengo
and struggle,
luchas,
and when I have to say, Lord, I'm sorry,
tengo
I let
que
you
decir
down again.
Una y otra vez, Señor, perdóname.
How? Why?
¿Por qué?
Would he do that?
¿Por qué haría él esto?
It's because the fact that I
porque
want to draw closer and I want
yo
to be better
quiero
and I want
ser
to
mejor,
fall less often or
quiero
never
caer menos o ya nunca
is the
más.
Very thing
es
that surprised God with the reason
lo que
he made
da la
everything.
Razón a Dios de haber hecho todo.
Because I'm trying to choose
porque me estoy esforzando
trying to put him first.
Quiero ponerlo primero a él en mi corazón.
Which is demonstrated
y esto
by my actions
se demuestra mis acciones y en mi obediencia.
So when we look back
entonces,
in our text,
cuando consideramos el texto,
we see that our obedience
que la obediencia
is a reflection of that heart.
Es un reflejo del corazón.
And the reason this verse tells us that
esta,
God
este
can and is, the most amazing part, is willing. It's not surprising that he can. I'm never surprised by anything
dice,
God can do.
Dios
but I'm surprised
está dispuesto,
so much by
no
that which he
puede,
wills
pero está dispuesto.
To do.
Eso es lo que me sorprende a mí. No tanto lo que él pueda o no pueda hacer, porque él puede hacerlo todo. Pero lo que más me sorprende a mí es lo que él quiere hacer.
Have you ever thought about,
ahora, piensen en esto.
I was preaching about how I want my kids to learn to love like God.
Yo una vez estaba
and
predicando
then I had to think about it a little bit because I tend to think
que
about
quería
things
que mis
too much
hijos
sometimes.
Amaran como Dios ama. No. Y después tuve que pensarlo.
One of my daughters is married and
una
another one is getting married. And
está casada y la otra se va a casar.
I know that in principle I want my kids to love like God, but
quiero
I'm not sure
que ellas,
the
ellos
actual
amen
application
como Dios ama.
My weak self would
pero,
I mean,
No sé si en mi debilidad.
Because you know what God's
eso.
Love is like?
Porque lo, ¿saben lo que es el amor?
He loves people that have adulterated themselves with the world.
Ama
not
a la
once,
gente
not twice, not three times,
adulterio con
infinite
el mundo,
times.
No una, dos, ni
and
tres
if they
veces,
want to come back,
sino infinitamente, un número infinito. Y todavía después, si quieren regresar, todavía los acepta. No
maybe
sé
I
si,
need to grow, but I'm not
crecer,
I'm not sure I'm okay with that
no
for my
sé
kids.
Si yo quiero eso, you know? De mis hijos que amen así.
Thank goodness my kids are not capable
gracias
of loving
a Dios
like
que
God.
No estén, ellos no son capaces todavía de amar.
But
así.
Think of the magnitude.
Pero imagínese la magnitud de ese amor.
Think how big.
Es grande.
And so when I start to let
entonces,
that impress upon me, and I ask the question, how could he keep? And that
pregunto,
word there. Cleanses is a present tense active word. It keeps on perpetually cleanses. So it doesn't describe, as I imagined as a child, that I'm skipping back and forth.
No es como yo me imaginaba cuando era niño.
No, it means
perdido,
that
salvado,
as long
perdido,
as I'm
salvado.
Walking in that light, and it is conditional. That's why the once saved, always saved is so wrong.
Es condicional, es cierto.
Because it's conditional upon
sí,
that phrase.
Sí, es condicional.
If I walk
pero si
in
yo ando en luz es la condición.
You know what?
I'm
not used to cobblestone streets.
No estoy acostumbrado a.
And we were in Antigua yesterday,
este
and I did a whole lot of this.
Adoquín, no. No estoy acostumbrado. Yo constantemente
you know,
me estaba.
I'm stumbling, and we even had one member of the team that fell a couple of times because those.
Un miembro de nuestro equipo
you know
se cayó dos
uneven?
Veces porque right. No está nivelado, ¿sabe? ¿Qué más no está nivelado?
You know what? I was
la
still,
vida.
Even though I stumbled and it slowed me
¿saben
down
que aunque
times,
me tuve que caminar así?
I was still walking
todavía
with that group.
Seguí caminando con el grupo.
And I was still part of the group.
Todavía era parte del grupo. Aunque me tropecé un par de veces. Sigue, seguí
you
caminando
see, God
con
is
el grupo.
More focused upon the walk than he is upon the stumbles.
El Señor se enfoca más en su andar que en los, las veces que usted se tropieza.
So this idea of once saved, always saved. No,
una
no,
vez
no. Because I
could
stop
salvo,
walking in the light and I could walk
sí,
in the darkness
si yo
and
ya
walk
no
away.
Camino en la luz, yo voy a dejar.
But the idea of once saved, barely
esto.
Saved, no.
Pero también la idea de una vez salvo, casi salvo,
because his
o
blood
apenas salvo, tampoco.
Continually cleanses me.
Porque la sangre de él me sigue limpiando de todas mis, de todos mis pecados.
Why is our God
¿por qué es que nuestro Dios
merciful to people who don't
misericordioso
deserve
a los que no lo merecen?
Because that's what mercy is.
Porque eso es lo que es misericordia.
And he doesn't afford me mercy because
él no me
you
otorga
know,
misericordia
I don't stumble.
Porque
because,
yo no
know,
me caigo.
My stumbles look better
o porque
than somebody
mis
else's.
Fracasos
because,
son menos
you know,
problemáticos que otros.
Standard, okay,
o porque yo solo
week,
caí
stumbled,
ocho veces esta semana
this,
y mientras mantenga esa
no,
tiene que ver con el deseo de Dios.
I have three children,
yo tengo tres hijos.
And we're empty nesters. I don't know how you translate that.
Y tenemos, ya tenemos la casa vacía de niños.
Because my youngest, our son, who is my
porque
best
hijo
friend
menor,
in this world.
Que es mi mejor amigo también.
All of his life, I have
toda
coached
vida,
all of his ball teams. Every night, rather than spend time with
equipos,
his friends, many times he'd come home
veces,
and he and I would play games or play cards or spend
amigos,
time together.
Venía
he
a pasar
is my
conmigo.
Best
él es
friend.
Mi mejor amigo.
And now he lives 700 miles away.
Y él vive ahora 700 millas de distancia.
And you know, he's got a job. He's preaching.
Trabajo,
I'm going to be a preacher. He's preaching on Sunday. So it's hard to get him to even come home
entonces,
because well, that I have to miss church.
Pedir que no. Él venga a la casa porque, pues,
and I'm
tiene
like, I'm his father. So I, all right,
soy su papá.
I understand, son.
Yo entiendo, hijo,
right
yo
before
entiendo.
Spring break.
Antes
I mean, 3 days before spring
del,
break.
Hace poco.
He called me and he said, he had told me, no, I have to preach.
Dijo,
I can't
no,
come.
Es que no
I got this going on.
Estoy predicando.
He called me 3 days before spring break.
Me llamó 3 días antes.
And he says, Daddy,
digo,
you know,
papá,
I think I can find somebody to fill in for
creo
me on
que
Sunday.
Voy a pedir que alguien, me cubra.
I just want to come
quiero,
home.
Quiero ir a casa.
And I'll tell you, those were the sweetest
y esas
words.
Fueron las palabras más dulces que yo oí.
And he said, Dad, I know it's late because he knows plane tickets are more expensive the closer you get.
Los boletos
and I said, oh, don't you worry, son.
Más,
you're coming home.
Y yo le dije, hijo, no, no
I would have moved heaven and earth
yo hubiera
if I
movido
could.
El cielo y la tierra si fuera posible.
Because all I want
porque lo único que quería
and all the other stuff was
peripheral.
Todo lo demás era secundario. All I wanted, lo único que quería era pasar tiempo con mi hijo.
And 1 John 1, 7.
Primera de Juan 1:7.
He's only able to be understood.
Solo se entiende.
Filled with hope. When you
es una gran esperanza cuando uno entiende las intenciones de Dios.
That he will move,
que Él
heaven
mueve el cielo y la tierra por mí. Si hubiera sido necesario caminar, yo no iba a hacer que mi hijo caminara.
If somebody wants to walk in darkness, he isn't going to make them walk.
Si alguien quiere andar en tinieblas, el Señor no va a forzarlos a andar en la luz.
But if you want,
pero si uno quiere,
to be
si uno quiere estar con Dios,
there is nothing God
no hay nada
do
que Dios no haga
to be with you.
Para estar con usted.
I love
los amo. Amen. Amen.